This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Trying to bring friendly conversation into the forefront here. It's Wednesday, the 8th of March. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The Statue of Liberty went dark yesterday. What are people in New York saying about that, Victoria? Is the question what, why, how?
Yeah.
And is it still dark?
It is not dark anymore, but yes, this is trending on Twitter in New York. This was something, it went out last night and everyone was wondering, you know, of course, all the conspiracy theorists, was this a protest for International Women's Day? Because the, you know, most famous woman of all has turned off the light. She's on strike. I mean, I don't know. It turns out none of that had anything to do with what happened. A rep for the Park Service here in New York said that Lady Liberty's darkness was due to an unexpected power failure.
Oopsie.
Oops.
Someone tripped over the cord, let's be real.
Right.
All right, here's something that I just became aware of. I'm looking at my Facebook page, and one of the things that I get every day on my Facebook page is a report from my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, as to what the news is. And apparently yesterday, the Jewish temple in Framingham was the victim of a bomb threat. So, nosing around here, I have found that bomb threats against Jewish groups have been increasing to the tune there have been apparently hundreds of them, unbeknownst to me, in the last month or so.
Oh, you didn't hear about this? Really? This has been across the country.
Yeah. Yesterday, the Senate sent, every member of the Senate sent the administration a letter asking it to do more to protect Jewish centers and schools across the country. I'm looking at a map now, excuse me, of where these have taken place, this wave of threats in Georgia, Maryland, Massachusetts, New York, Oregon, Washington, Wisconsin.
California. We've had it here.
California.
New York, New Jersey, Long Island. Some of the schools were actually closed. They had to close for the day because they didn't know if the threats were real or not.
Okay, what kind of... Here we go again.
Someone was arrested. Did you hear last week? No. Guy in St. Louis.
The most bizarre story I've ever heard.
Yeah,
Is that the Sikh that we...
No. This is some loser dude who got arrested in St. Louis. He's a very, very fringy leftist journalist who called in these threats in his girlfriend's name. Because he was upset with his girlfriend. And so he was the one responsible. And this is what really kind of kicked it off, is these threats had started in St. Louis, and then they started spreading and who knows, copycatting throughout the country. But he got arrested. And I haven't heard much. Have you heard, Kara, if he's out yet or if he's still in jail?
No, I haven't heard anymore. It was just, it was that he was trying to basically frame his girlfriend to make it look like she was framing him. It was very, very bizarre. But the only thing, I do agree that more should be done, because this accounts for about 8 of the threats, and there have been hundreds across the whole country. So I don't know. I doubt that the other ones are other people trying to frame their girlfriends.
That'd be a story, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it sure would.
Yeah.
But I always just wonder what's going on in people's heads, because I have a friend who goes to a Jewish center in D.C. Theirs received a threat. I have a friend who's from Pittsburgh. The one that he went to when he was growing up, they received a threat. So I just, you know, what's going through people's heads that makes them do something like that?
Well, you got to wonder when it's coupled, that kind of story is coupled with the number of gun store burglaries that are taking place in our country. Weapons are being stolen
at
an amazing rate. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms says that as they track burglaries from year to year, the number of gun store burglaries has increased by a third since last year. So these are licensed firearm dealers that are being broken into. People are stealing guns. Apparently, like 7,500 guns were stolen last year, and that's almost 60% more than were stolen the year before. And if you go back, they've been keeping data for 3 or 4 years. The number of licensed dealers has increased, but so have the number of burglaries. And this is, we're talking about big-time Chicago and Baltimore, St. Louis. The number of fatal shootings there directly tied to the number of guns that have been stolen. So what do we do about this? What is there? The problem is so pronounced that in North and South Carolina last year, agent in charge of the Charlotte division of the ATF sent licensed dealers a letter warning them that the region was on track to have the largest total number of stolen firearms in the country.
Mm.
But certainly
part of the problem
has...
is that a lot of these, from what I've been reading, a lot of the laws don't require that gun stores lock up the guns within the store at the end of the day. Like they can lock their store and go home like any other retail spot, but that they don't have an extra level of security.
Yeah,
and I think maybe that will change. Hopefully.
Yes, if everything has to be kept in a back room, locked up with a
right.
big old door.
Or in a vault or something,
you know, if these are well-known, like really good robbers who are breaking in with all these special kind of tools, or if it's just a, you know, normal gang member or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, like, jewelry stores have to take an hour or two hours every night to do the same thing and take all the diamonds, and lock everything in the vault. So,
yeah.
I mean, and this is way more valuable, you know, to me. This is a lot more of a higher priority than jewelry. So, you know, they should be under lock and key for sure.
Why wouldn't they be smart enough, the people that own these stores, to do that to protect their own inventory? Because I'm guessing insurance is pretty high at places like this. The cost
people in California do. I don't know if that's regulation or just smarts, but, yeah, I've noticed that they take everything down. Because really, in California gun stores, the guns are always just behind the counter,
mm-hmm.
and then or behind a locked case. So there's a little extra protection there.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's food for thought for sure. At 13 past the hour. Speaking of food for thought, we were talking earlier, and we do talk and have been talking the past month or so about getting our sheet together. And one of the ways you can do that is
see what you did there.
Uh-huh. I like
you.
It.
I'm showing this every day now, ladies and gentlemen, every day to tell you about Parachute Sheets. Their sheets are crafted in Europe. Bedding sets, pillowcases, sheets, duvet covers. Parachute 60-night trial means you test run your sheets. That's what I mean by getting your sheet together. You test these. You buy them, put them on the bed, try them for a couple months. You don't like them, you send them back. And there are no questions asked. They actually take one of the great things. This is a company that's very socially conscious, and a lot of people prefer doing business. We were talking earlier in the day about stocks and having an idea about what is in your portfolio. You want to be conscious about stuff? I want to be conscious. Most people, when they are asked, do you want to be conscious about people you're doing business with, whatever you deem consciousness to mean, I mean being, I want to know that what is coming to me has been made in a responsible way, and that the company is interested not only in profits, because we got to all be interested in profits, but being sort of on the right side of how to make those profits. And that's what happens. That's the, I think, watchword at ParachuteHome.com. Go to their website, ParachuteHome.com/DJV. When you buy your bedding, you get free shipping, and certainly the return policy is something to be very interested in. How has it changed your sleep, though? That's the question people ask. So how has it changed your... You know, I'm sure you're not going to tell me, Jennifer or Victoria Cara, that your sleep is worse since you were on these parachute sheets. But do you actually...
It's definitely more rewarding. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I want to jump into my bed no matter what sheets are on it because I'm exhausted at the end of the day. But it feels so luxurious now. I mean, it's just so much more exciting when you jump in and you get the crisp, mm-hmm. cool, comfy sheets from Parachute. They're really awesome.
Yeah, and I love anything that feels like I'm, even for 5 minutes, escaping in my mind to a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And they definitely have that hotel feel to them. So they're wonderful. We're
That's
very, very happy. Lewis is loving, I mean, my fiancé is loving the benefits.
You don't sleep with your fiancé before you're married, do you?
No, he's on the couch.
Oh. Okay. Sure.
But I wrapped him up in a parachute sheet, and he was very grateful.
You're getting your sheet together. All right, so Kara's the one who's probably the most deprived. We all talk, we all have the same... circumstance. She gets up earlier. Well, actually, I'm not sure about that. I think I got you all beat in terms of time.
All right, what time do you get up?
Yeah, me and Jen want to know.
But you get up.
What time do you get up, Jackie?
Relationship to the program. I'm up at 1-ish West Coast time. You're up at 2-ish or 3-ish West Coast time.
I'm up 2:55.
Kara's up at 3-ish on... aren't you up 3-ish on East Coast time?
Yeah, which, Kara? By the way, beats West Coast time.
Yeah, it does. So you're up before I am.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you up at 1 a.m.?
Because that's what time it is in the West Coast when I got to get started. That's West Coast time.
In the East Coast,
I'm in the 4 o'clock
hour. So why did I hear your alarm going off this morning?
Ding, ding, ding. Well, you heard it because you had the microphone on. You're listening in. That's all right. Anyway, the point is that we want you to get a good night's sleep. We're all eager to have a good night's sleep. You need to get a good night's sleep. This is a wonderful way to do it. A great company, a conscious way of spending money that you would spend unconsciously if you go to the big department stores. So have some consciousness and get the benefit of having the stuff sent to you free. That's visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Why, after all this time, am I having trouble with that? DJV. ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Get the free shipping. Get the bedding. Pay no more, but get something that's a lot better at ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Gentlemen, it's time for the men's wardrobe sale at JCPenney, now through March 22nd. Come in and find great deals, like 50% off select men's suit separates, sport coats, and dress pants. And guys, it gets even better. Starting this Thursday, save an extra 20% with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store and at JCP.com. The men's wardrobe sale, that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, coupon required, valid 39 to 315. Some exclusions apply, subject to credit approval. See store at JCP.com for coupon and details.
57 channels and nothing on.
TV
report now.
Hi.
Netflix and the Gilmore Girls are working through yet another episodic adventure. Apparently, they had this four-part special that did very well. So they're going, and there was some kind of cliffhanger. Anybody watch this?
I have not seen Gilmore Girls. Kara, did you watch it?
I watched the first two episodes. I am kind of a fan of Gilmore Girls. My roommate loves it and was not really a fan of the series. So,
really?
I'm a little bit unsure of why they're coming back for more.
It did get a lot of buzz online, though. Yeah, it really did. They spent a big chunk of money on it, and they got their return.
I mean, I honestly felt like it was one of those things that people love the original series, so that's why they came back to watch more.
Wasn't this
a Kickstarter deal? Didn't they get the money to do it from a Kickstarter campaign?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No, all right.
There is something else that you're thinking of, though, but I can't remember.
Jennifer, I'm surprised you didn't like
I never really watched it the first time. There was a spoiler alert, though. I think Rory, who's the kid finds out she's pregnant. So that was kind of how it ended, was that she tells her mother she's pregnant after they went through the seasonal check-in with them. So I'm sure maybe they could pick it up there if they wanted to.
All right, what's on tonight that's good?
Tonight on TV, after 17 years, 34 seasons, 500 episodes. Survivor is coming back. It's celebrating its landmark launch.
You had
an all-star. I know, with an all-star lineup. So a lot of these people have performed. They're coming back, and some of them have won multiple times. Survivor, CBS at 8. Blackish is celebrating African-American history and women's history by promoting their storyline tonight, which is the lack of girl story dolls that are African-American. So they look at the whiteout in the toy store on Blackish at 9:30. On ABC, and guys, get ready after that. Designated Survivor is back on ABC at 10.
So Who got shot?
Watch that tomorrow. Thank you very much. 21 past the hour on the DJV experience.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All in all, it's just a brick in the wall.
Slick bricks, though. These are not just any bricks. These are slick bricks. How many Pink Floyd fans do we have? The 11th studio album, The Wall, brought the sinister, surreal art of English artist Gerald Scarfe. Is it Scarf or Scarfe, would you think, Victoria?
I think it's Scarf.
It's Scarf. Yeah, that's a horrible name, isn't it?
It is.
Anyway, so for the first time, 11 original paintings created and hand-selected by this fella, going on sale as one of the most valuable collections of rock and roll artwork in music history. So, if I remember correctly, it was always his art that was the cover of the albums, right? The Pink Floyd albums?
Yeah, yep. I think, I don't know how many albums he did, but he may have done them all until Roger Waters separated.
Giant Judge, Hammers, The Teacher. So they're having an exhibition of the collection in San Francisco. Hello, where else would it be? This summer. There's in London the Victoria and Albert Museum displaying the first Pink Floyd retrospective, the Pink Floyd exhibition, Their Mortal Remains, which include the covers here. And that's on May 13th, and that starts over in England. So a lot of artwork from the Pink Floyd albums on sale, supposedly very valuable.
That's back when album art was a thing. I mean, Look at the covers of, like, the Rolling Stones and the Beatles.
Oh,
and no, you know, that just doesn't really exist anymore. And we're not better for it, I don't think.
No, it's very creative. I mean, it's kind of, some of it was kind of creepy stuff. I remember as a jog, that picture that you saw of me on Facebook from 72 at that station, that was a kind of stuff. Metallica's album covers, I remember their skulls and all kinds of stuff that people thought were cool and clever. I thought that was gross. That's me. Okay, let's move on to Rachel Ray celebrating her 10th anniversary at South by Southwest. Is that this week? When does that start? This was this weekend, isn't it? When is that?
South by Southwest. March 16th, is it?
Yeah.
Is it next week, I think, is the beginning of South by?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so it's free. You don't have to pay to get in. Rachel Ray will be feeding the masses with tater tot nachos, quesos on the cob, ponchos con queso, nacho con cozillo. What is that?
Chorizo.
And that too.
Mexican sausage.
Yep. All right, so she says, hitting the 10-year mark really is amazing. It's epic to me. Quote, I was so petrified the first year because people only knew me from the cooking shows, and I wondered what the initial reaction would be. What the heck is she doing here? But that has not proven to be the case. Austin and where they're having South by Southwest is a place that seems to embrace her and her food, more importantly.
Well, Stubbs is the legendary music venue and barbecue joint, so it's the right place for somebody like Rachel Ray to host an event.
Yeah. All kinds of interesting headline acts here, also at South by Southwest this year. Train, Blondie, She and Him. I don't know who that is. Who's She and Him?
She and Him is Zooey Deschanel.
Oh.
The actress, that's her duo.
Oh, okay. All right. Got that. And she's going to be a speaker at South by Southwest as well. So it's good. Nice to combine lots of things that will challenge your senses, whether it's your hearing or your taste buds or whatever it is. A moment of silence now for a fellow who was responsible for some interesting instrumental music in the 1960s. You remember A Taste of Honey? I certainly do. Herb Alpert and the Teeny Weeny Brass.
Teeny Weeny or Tijuana?
I always call him the Teeny Weeny Brass. Yeah, it is the Tijuana Brass. He passed away in Palm Springs, 91 years old. He was an actor in a lot of different shows. You saw him in Bonanza, Death Valley Days, Sea Hunt, Hawaii 5-0, Magnum P.I., that sort of thing. He wrote this as the title song for a Broadway adaptation of a play. And Herb Alpert added his own little stripe to it. It's kind of cool. So, anyway, we note that his passing has taken place.
Inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, is a chronic inflammatory disease that affects as many as 1.6 million Americans. A new resource is available at IBDGamePlan.com to help people with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, the two most common forms of IBD, manage everyday life with these diseases. Dr. Millie Long, a gastroenterologist from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, has more.
The nature of IBD can make it harder for patients to discuss their symptoms or the impact the disease has on their lives. It's important for people to know that they're not alone and that they should feel open to talking to their doctor about all their symptoms. This communication is important in order to develop an appropriate treatment plan.
A great resource is IBDGamePlan.com, which has tools to help people living with IBD create a game plan with their healthcare providers to take control and manage symptoms of IBD. Symptoms of Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis can include diarrhea, abdominal pain or cramping, and rectal bleeding.
There is no cure for IBD, but there are treatments available that address the inflammation that causes symptoms and can help achieve and maintain remission.
Visit IBDGamePlan.com to create your own IBD game plan, register for ongoing tips, and access useful tools.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
After the hour, the way for people to mix and match things in their mind is to listen with some degree of aplomb to my presentation of how to have a good day with the DJV experience. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen with a focus on Lady Gaga, who was mixing business with pleasure yesterday, photographed kissing her new boyfriend, Christian Carino, who also is her agent, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that how that works?
First spotted at the Super Bowl. She was, before she did her big performance, she was taking selfies with him down on the field, and that's when everybody realized.
Wonder how
she's
Taylor.
Got a boyfriend.
What was the boyfriend from Chicago Fire? What's his name?
Her fiance, Taylor Kinney.
Kinney, that was
Yeah. Kara and I are sad about this because we really liked them together.
Really?
Yeah.
He always looked like he needed a good night's sleep. Maybe that was a problem.
Yeah, he kind of does a little, actually.
Yeah. You know what, though? I read an interesting story about that, how Lady Gaga, when she was with him for those couple years, didn't put out an album that was very good. There was the one album that she had that was really not critically acclaimed.
Mm.
And so people were wondering, oh, has she lost her creative juices when she's in a happy relationship? So maybe she's one of those people.
Adele has said the same thing. Mm. Adele said her entire album, the one that would have been 25, her huge hit right now, she said her manager and her agent both listened to it and said, this isn't very good. You need to go and do another one. And she had to rewrite the whole album. And she said, I don't have anything to be sad about anymore. I don't know what to write. It ultimately obviously worked out for her, but that seems to be an ongoing thing. You can only struggle when you write.
Well, there's
you can only write when you struggle.
Either of those two things. Well, it's about the human condition, after all. People telling stories, that kind of stuff. Books are written like that. Movies come out of those experiences. There's a study out today about the benefit of being married that may be of note for people like Gaga and her agent or whoever it is that's close. The benefits of being married. Okay, pay attention to this because you're about to join the ranks here, Victoria. The benefit of being married, other than tax benefits. Have you studied that? I mean, have you and Lewis studied all of the benefits that there are to being married?
No.
You haven't.
I always hear people say there's a marriage penalty.
Yeah.
You know, you've heard people say
in terms of taxes?
Taxes, yes. Is that true, or I don't know what that means?
If you are single living together, your tax return would probably net less to the government than if you're married, although there are certain things that come along, certain tax benefits that come out of this.
Hmm.
The point of this study about American adults who are married is that one of the things that we always were taught, kind of, by sociologists is that being married was good for your sex life. However, according to this study, that benefit is steadily diminishing. American adults are having less experiences between the parachute sheets than they did a quarter of a century ago.
Wow.
With married people showing the most dramatic decline.
Wow.
The publisher of this was the Archive of Sexual Behavior. Showed a drop across gender, race. Doesn't make a difference where you live. Doesn't make a difference what your education is. Doesn't make a difference what you do for a living, how much money you have. One of the factors is the higher percentage now of unpartnered people who tend to have less connection in that in a physical sense than partnered ones. But a major driver is also the people who are married or living with partners. The idea of being together with the same person seems to be looked down upon by general society, which I find very interesting.
Huh.
The women that I know are very interested, not necessarily being married, but in being with one person. The average American has a sexual experience is about 60 times a year. If you go back to 2014, the number was 73 times a year, average, according to... Well, I guess it depends on who you talk to and whether people are telling you the truth. I always sort of mistrust these things. I mean, it makes a good conversation, but other than that, when you get right down to brass tacks, who's going to tell the truth about stuff like that? Are you
somebody
who comes up to you and says,
anonymous surveys and stuff online? I think that's where they really get a lot of their data. But does it say what the contributing factors are? Because I'm sure we could all come up with a few as to why there's a decline.
You know, there's an expression, familiarity breeds contempt. The more you know about your partner, let's face it, I've been told this on any number of occasions, that you never really, or the question comes up, do you really ever know your partner? Do you really ever know all there is to know about the person with whom you are sleeping or you are committed to or whatever? I think that's a question that comes up, and it depends on a lot of things. Whether you trust yourself, whether you trust your partner. Some people just don't want to be really familiar for whatever the reason. They don't want to have people get to know who they are. Some people are an open book. Other people are not.
And that's true, but isn't it interesting, though, that it's on the decline now when marriages last shorter amounts of time than they used to. So mm-hmm. that's basically saying that, like, our parents' generation, the baby boomers and maybe before, I don't know when they started gathering data, but that they're the ones in longer-term marriages, but they're the ones who are having more sex.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, to me, that's really interesting. Is that just an overall level of commitment to each other that's different?
Commitment is another way of asking the question, is there less commitment now with the average person who's living with somebody else? Is there less commitment or more commitment, same commitment, and does commitment lead to having a better sex life? My own answer to that question would be yes.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's fun, let's admit. I mean, when you're first getting to know somebody and you have a good sexual experience, it's always fun. But that wears as you spend more time with them. And the average, I don't know, I guess I'm not a good person to I'm not the average person. I tend to look at it differently. And certainly I've changed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing that happens when you become a little more mature. You look at it differently, and the whole idea of commitment and what that means, it's always fun to have sex. Always.
Right. There's a new stat, out about how many partners equals the perfect amount before you find the one.
And what does that suggest?
Apparently it's 10.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they say. For men and women, it's 10. That's
so
the magic number.
So 10 different sexual partners before you...
10 different partners before you... That seems to be the happiest number. Now, either you land on the 10th person, no pun intended, mm-hmm. and that's the person that you're supposed to be with forever, or you have to have had 10 experiences, and then you're really ready to find the right person.
So does that fit with you and Lewis?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's totally on par.
You've had 10 good experiences with other, or 10 experiences with other people, knowing.
I worked for Cosmo, and no one ever tricked me into saying my number. And you literally, if you could see my face right now, I can feel how red it is. Well done, sir.
I should go to work for Cosmo then.
That was good investigative reporting.
See, like, and one of the things that is, there's an age factor here. Kara's younger. And I feel like I know a little less about her, whether it's not that she's less forthcoming. I think she just has had less experience. And that leads one to add a dose of, and I don't even want to know this about my daughter. I think I know a little more about my son than I do my daughter. But I know my daughter's had a number of significant relationships. But it wasn't until she got into her early 30s that she settled down.
Right.
Not that she was a runaround, she wasn't, but she had, boyfriends, and the less I knew about them, the better.
you didn't like any of them?
Well, I didn't like, actually didn't like much of them. And I remember when I first met Matthew, who she's married to, and he, when he asked me, he called me up and said, "Can I marry your daughter?" And I remember thinking what I first thought when I met him the first time, because I could tell Megan was a little more serious about him for a lot of different reasons. And I thought to myself, this is that cloud. Okay, this is the moment that you use your imagination, folks. Here, picture me and that cloud from the cartoons over my head, and my thought in my head
mm-hmm.
is, who is this a-hole who wants to marry my daughter? So
did you pause? Did you have a pregnant pause on the phone to make him sweat it out?
Not consciously. No, not consciously.
Which means yes.
But I don't think I made it. I didn't try to make it uncomfortable for him. But I wanted him to know. I mean, he knew enough about my relationship with Megan to know that he better tread lightly.
Right.
Not that I was going to say no. I'm not the guy. I'm not marrying him.
Right.
As long as Megan feels that she's happy and it's the right choice, that's all that made a difference to me. And it's proven to be A-okay. I mean, there's certainly a lot of things I'm not the guy who's in the marriage. Megan is the person there, and she seems to be quite happy and disposed with him. They have lots in common. And so it's good. As long as he treats her well, and, she knows that if she has a problem, she can come to me. And we talk about stuff frankly.
And you'll get out the shotgun.
Yeah, but I don't. You know, everybody's going to have a problem, and that's the
right.
that is the real that's the thing that bugs me in my own experience. Frankly, I used to just walk away from circumstances where there wasn't a compatibility that I felt was good. I didn't work at it. I didn't fix it. I didn't, you know, I may have tried to fix other things, but I didn't try to fix those things because I didn't care. And then when I get into a circumstance, and this is very, I suppose, maybe self, whatever you want to call it, I'm somebody at this point in my life who really is interested and cares about what it is that goes into a relationship, a caring, committed relationship. But I think part of it is finding the person, and I never really allowed myself, for all kinds of probably crazy psychological reasons, I didn't allow myself to find somebody with whom I would be compatible because I didn't understand commitment and didn't like anything that I knew about it. I didn't feel like I wanted to be.
Right.
If I ever, I mean, I.
You probably had some self-sabotage happening there, too.
Oh,
without
yeah.
knowing it, you know,
yeah.
And but also, you know, like your constellations course that you've been talking about, that you had no, it's from, and this is just from what I've gathered over a year that we've been together, you didn't have a great example of conflict resolution in your house.
No.
So that means you didn't really know how to deal with your own conflict in your adult relationships either. Mm-hmm. So you either left because you saw one of your parents do that, and then that's just how you dealt with conflict.
Mm-hmm.
But now you've evolved so much, and you know, you're really more self-aware, and you're really more well-equipped to have real, meaningful conflict resolution.
Let's hope that I've set a good example for both my son and my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is, you know, I mean, I'm being cautioned to be careful. It really isn't. I can talk about me, but it's not fair for me to talk about Megan in a way that is outwardly open. But the thing that I'm proud of is that she is a good mother. She likes the situation that she's in her family, and that's really, I think, what you really want. I think in the most positive way of explaining how I would like to see everybody that I care about feel is to have people that when you see them, maybe the best way of telling a story is what Miles says when we were together last Sunday. We have our Sunday brunch every weekend, and when I walked in the door, he looked at Megan and Matthew and said, "All together."
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That is Brendan so cute. Out.
Yeah, it was that kind of told the story, and
wow.
That's kind of what you want, isn't it? As a parent, you want to have all of your everybody happy. And
wow, that's adorable.
But what you need to focus on is your own happiness. And that's the best example you can set, I think. All right. It's 11 before the hour here on the DJB Experience.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Yeah.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This was from Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. All right, let's explain this.
Were you a fan? Surprise.
No, I wasn't a fan of Dawson's Creek, but I like this song. I never knew the two were connected, actually, until just now, frankly. So, did I use frankly twice in that sentence? Frankly?
Maybe, frankly.
Yeah. All right, so Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with movie news about Dawson's Creek. Is this another one of these let's get from TV to movies or vice versa? What is this?
So actually, it's James Vanderbeek's birthday. I believe he turns 40 years old. He was the lead Dawson on Dawson's Creek.
Uh-huh.
And you know, my office cat was named after him.
Your office cat. Is, I love his you name
is separate
cats.
His name is Dawson. although when I tell him that, he says, no, I was named after DiCaprio in Titanic.
Good. Glad to have that clarification, Chucker. Thank you very much.
Anyway, the show ran from 98 to 2003. I was a fan. I used to watch it. And it was the first show that really launched the CW network, mm-hmm. if you can call it launching. But it was the stable franchise that they started with.
Well, CW is really focused on teenagers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Teenage girls?
Well, they're doing a lot of superhero shows. That's their mainstay at this point.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know what that says about me. I pretty much only watch the CW. it's an older crowd with the superhero stuff, and there's they've gone a lot more male.
You're watching Designated Survivor and 24 and stuff, aren't you?
Not 24. I've never seen it.
But you're watching Designated, which comes back, by the way, tonight for those of you fans.
So excited!
I'm
so
excited. I'm going to watch it.
That whole thing. I won't watch it tonight. I'll watch it tomorrow.
You know, if you look at the cast of Dawson's Creek, they are all still working.
Mm-hmm.
Vanderbeek, he was on CSI Cyber last season. Katie Holmes, he came off that show. Joshua Jackson, who's on the Showtime show The Affair. And Michelle Williams, who's won an Oscar and been nominated for more than a few. So the cast has gone on to do some really good things.
Yeah, not interesting to see how it comes along. Even people who start with soap operas and then they get into nightly television, then they get into movies. It's interesting to watch the progression of some of these actors as they move along, actors and actresses. What's the thing, Chucker, now about the reference? I always call women who act actresses and men who act actors. But you've noticed this year, perhaps, that all want to be referred to as actors.
Right.
Say again?
An actor. An actor.
Yeah. What's the why?
I don't know. I can't ask Victoria that question.
Well, I think it's just because of, like, you know, if you're a lawyer, you're a lawyer. If you're a doctor, you're a doctor. You know, that shouldn't be a masculine, feminine. I think that's just sort of the point of it.
Okay.
We're not France.
Let's have a moment here, and then Chuck is going to give us some movie news. Stand by for that. At 56 past the hour, this is DJV.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
All right, so Chucker, what do we have that's of significant movie news today?
Well, did I tell you this movie, Kong Skull Island, opens on Thursday night? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, and I think I threw up every time you said that, frankly.
Speaking of 24 Legacy, what do you think five episodes in?
24 Legacy is what I expect. I watched the most recent episode, actually two of them, on a Tuesday, and I thought that then in this, I have all along, that it's what you expect from 24. I don't dig the new guy. I would rather Kiefer be there.
Yeah, me too. I like it, but I find the storytelling is a little bit shaky and unfocused and really all over the place. I still like it. There's enough good stuff in it to keep me watching, but I wish it was a much
better ratings,
show.
The ratings are pretty steady.
The ratings are good.
Yeah, one
other bit of news. Margot Robbie, who played Harley Quinn in the Suicide Squad movie, will star in a Robin Hood spinoff for Sony Pictures titled Marion. Reportedly, it's a very hot script. It's described as Game of Thrones meets Braveheart. And the
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.